Find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome into Matt Flynn Direct here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Phone lines are open, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. All callers taken, all points of view welcome. Remember, you're not woke unless you know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going to take you to the front lines of history being made. As you know by now, this is not Matt Flynn, but rather the president of the Matt Flynn Direct Fan Club. I'm Todd Allball, joining you most of the days from 1 until 3, except starting next Monday. I'll be joining you from noon until 2, and Matt Flynn Direct is going till 2 hours. That's right, more Matt here on Civic Media. Always a good thing. Matt Flynn Direct goes to 2 hours starting on Monday. You can hear him every afternoon from 2 until 4. And to prepare for this, Matt is taking a little extra time. He and his lovely bride. And Kelvin, the great producer here, who does a great job. Kelvin, I believe Matt is getting a little tan, rested, and ready because, you know, he's a Navy vet, a fit guy, right? And here at the Matt Flynn Fan Club, we used to give out signed photos of Matt in a bathing suit. Well, I mean, we all age, right? And so now, Matt, we give out photos of Matt in a nice cardigan sweater. And so I think he's getting tan, rested, and ready. But he'll be back on Monday, Kelp.
That is right. He is at an undisclosed location, but I know he is on vacation getting ready for the exciting new time slot.
Yes, so join Matt Flynn every afternoon now from 2 until 4 starting on Monday. And we well-deserved day off with Matt. He picked a great day to do it, by the way. So Matt will be in with you again. Todd Allball, always happy and honored to be here in the big leather chair that is Matt Flynn Direct. Going to take you to the front lines of history as Matt would do if he were here himself. History being made every minute of every day. And it is being made big time today. I'm going to update you, first of all, on what is going on in Washington, D.C. This is almost unbelievable, what's going on, not just Washington, but the Wisconsin connection. So last night, yesterday, there was a second vote for Speaker of the House. And Gymnasium, GYM, Jim Jordan went down in flames, lost again. And several Republicans were asked, you know, these, mind you, are not rhino Republicans. These are conservative, pro-Trump Republicans. What do you think about Jordan doing a third round? And some of the people said, quote, hell no. That was from Republicans. Hell, we don't want that. But yet Jim Jordan forged ahead again with a third vote today. He lost again. The final vote, 194 votes for Gymnasium GYM Jim Jordan. That compares with 200 votes he got in the first round, 199 on the second. So if you add up the total Republican non-Jordan votes for his three rounds, it was 20, 22, and 25. Kept losing votes. And then they had the audacity to go back into what they called a closed caucus, where, you know, only Republicans get to go in there. And this thing was so contentious this afternoon, and this has been confirmed by reporters on the scene, it was so contentious that the staff played white noise music outside of the room because the yelling and the fighting was so bad. So they did what was called a secret ballot. They pass out ballots to the whole room, and they say, here, don't put a name on it. We're just going to take a vote for Speaker so we have a sense of what people are really thinking. Remember, we got 194 Republican votes on the floor. In closed caucus, on a secret ballot, Jim Jordan lost this afternoon, 112 to 86. 112 to 86, could only get 86 votes in a closed caucus. So afterward, Jordan is now saying he's out, that he's done. He's not going to continue running. This guy from Georgia, I heard Matt talk about him earlier this week, Austin Scott. Very few people know about him from Georgia. He says he may run now. Been in Congress about 10 years, hasn't done anything in particular to really distinguish himself. Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, all 210 Democrats in Congress that were present voted for Hakeem Jeffries. Apparently, there were a couple of Democratic members who were not in the chamber or were not in Washington, but all 210 Democrats that were there voted for Hakeem Jeffries. We are facing one of our most critical international points in American history in the last 50 years in Ukraine and Israel, and we don't have a Speaker of the House. President Biden gave a great address last night to the nation from the Oval Office, and this guy is a leader. I mean, who would you want in the White House who has more experience than Joe Biden? Made it very clear where America stands with Israel and, quite frankly and fairly, called out violence on both sides, especially the killing of innocents and civilians. I have heard Matt talk about it. I am in firm agreement with Matt Flynn. This was an unprovoked attack from Hamas, a terrorist organization, against Israel. They have every right to defend themselves. Now is not the time to be equivocating on the only democracy in the Middle East. Furthermore, there was this explosion in a hospital in Gaza, and a lot of media quickly blamed Israel. President Biden confirming, and now we have Mark Warner, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee in the Senate, a Democrat, saying the evidence that he has seen, much of it classified, he can't reveal everything, obviously. All evidence appears this was not an attack from Israel on this hospital in Gaza. It appears, keyword appears, to be a stray missile from Hamas or some other terrorist organization in Gaza that inadvertently got shot off or blew up or what have you. These are dangerous times for both the United States and the international community. And yet, Derek Van Orden, the Republican from Wisconsin, 3rd District, decides to take a powder. What do I mean by that? Guy just took off. I'm not joking. The guy took off. An elected congressman from Wisconsin, the majority party Republicans, they can't elect a speaker. They need every vote they can get. We need to have further aid to Ukraine. We need to extend more aid to Israel. We need to have a Speaker of the House. We're less than 30 days now away from running off another financial cliff of not being able to keep the federal government open and no speaker. And where is Derek Van Orden? He hopped a plane at taxpayer expense and took off to Israel. I'm serious. The guy is in Israel. And he puts out this long diatribe today to his constituents, trying to explain why he went to Israel. And he says it's because he made a promise to the Jewish people. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. I don't think the guy is okay. I mean, the guy is just not stable. Because the President of the United States and the Secretary of State were just there. And Joe Biden has been working behind the scenes to try to convince Israel to delay their counteroffensive against Hamas in the West Bank, in Gaza, rather, to allow people to, the innocents, to get out of the way. And speaking of Hamas, it was revealed about an hour and a half ago, according to Bloomberg, there is an update that two American hostages have been released. Thank God. A wife or a mother and her daughter. Two of what we believe is 200 hostages being held by Hamas, terrorist organization. And that is because there are very delicate diplomatic negotiations happening right now with the United States, the Biden administration, Hamas, vis-a-vis Qatar or Gutter, however you pronounce it, whichever pronunciation you choose, to get these American hostages out. Do you realize that by having a rogue actor, a guy who I guess legitimately served as a Navy SEAL, and like Matt, my hat goes off to any person who put on the uniform, but this guy isn't right, this Derek Van Orten. You can't, even as a member of Congress, you can't just insert yourself into an international incident in which there are high stakes negotiation to save American lives and be a rogue actor. I think Matt, if he were here, would agree that in the military, I never served, by the way, like Matt. I worked into military affairs for a congressperson here from Wisconsin for 5 years. But any military person will tell you that one of the key factors is you don't leave others behind, that you stay with your team. His team is the United States House of Representatives, and even more so, the voters of the 3rd Congressional District. They want their person there who's supposed to be leading the troops, the voters, the citizens of the 3rd District to vote for them in the House of Representatives for a speaker. And Derek Van Orten abandoned them, went AWOL on Wisconsinites, and decides to go on this trip at taxpayer expense to Israel. What do you think of this? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY here on Civic Media. Like I said, I have, you know, made jokes about this guy. I think Matt's trying to be a little bit lighthearted about this guy because this is the same guy, understand, that verbally abuses teenagers. Not disputable. He did it in Prairie du Chien in Southwest Wisconsin when he verbally abused this teenage librarian because they had the audacity to have a gay pride display up for books, and did it as well out in the House of Representatives at the Capitol Rotunda to high school teenage Senate pages. The guy just is not stable. And I honestly believe, all joking aside, that he needs some help. What do you think about this? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. Your calls on the other side. This is Matt Flynn, direct on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd Allball in for a vacation day. Matt Flynn, he is getting tan, rested, and ready for Monday. Because you understand, an hour is not enough of Matt Flynn. There's so much. This is a guy who's an attorney. He is a former two-time chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, a Navy vet. As he likes to say, and boy, you get a couple of guys of interest together, Matt Flynn and Earl Ingram. I mean, you get them with a couple of glasses of, you know, something and a cigar, and you got yourself a party right there. An information party, understand? I said this on my show earlier today. I want to sit down with Matt over a beverage. Haven't done it yet in the year we've worked together. But here's the thing. You get Matt Flynn and Earl Ingram together. There's a couple of guys who have seen some stuff. They know what the heck's going on. And so starting on Monday, because Kelvin, correct me if I'm wrong, there are a lot of shows. You get to the end of the show, great show, but there's still people waiting on the line, right? There are people still wanting to talk to Matt, and we simply run out of time. Yes or no?
Yes, that is happens all too often where Matt just has too much information and can't get through it all because there's so many people wanting to ask him questions.
Exactly. And you put a goofball like me in the guest host chair, there's nobody on the line. So, but that's okay. It just goes to prove people want their Matt Flynn, including me. So Matt Flynn will be back on Monday with a new 2-hour expanded show starting at 2 o'clock On Monday, you can catch Matt Flynn direct from 2 until 4 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I will try my best not to mess up the lead-in. I will be going from noon until 2 starting on Monday. So there you go. And you know, it'll be a party, right, Kelvin?
It always is.
It always is. So anyway, Matt is back on Monday with a brand new 2-hour show, 2 until 4. Happy to be filling in here for him on this Friday. Want to flip over to the other news history in the making today in the court system and Trump. You've heard Matt talk about this several times. Kenneth Chesbro, a Trump co-defendant in the Fulton County criminal election interference case, has entered a guilty plea. A day after, another co-defendant, Sidney Powell, an attorney aligned with former President Donald Trump, also reached a plea agreement with prosecutors in the Fulton County case. Now, this is important because if you listen to Matt, again, an attorney who's been in the courtroom, knows this stuff, anytime you get a defendant to plead guilty, there's been a deal reached, right? Nobody's going to say, yeah, I'll plead guilty for the heck of it, and I'll take whatever you're going to throw at me. No, nobody's going to do that. If you really think you're innocent, you're going to go to trial. You're going to put it in the hands of your 12 peers, the jury, and hopefully a good attorney. But this guy, Kenneth Chesbro, who, of course, was a part and parcel of the fake electors, including here in Wisconsin in the 2020 election, Sidney Powell, there were a few people closer than her to Donald Trump during the 2021 insurrection, the January 6th insurrection. And they have now pleaded guilty. It means a deal has been reached. This is not good if you're Donald Trump. It's great for democracy, but not great for Donald Trump. If you want to join the conversation, we encourage your call. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. As a sidebar, Kelvin, the last time this happened, because I filled in for Matt before we got all kinds of calls, and the last time there was no calls, it turns out our calls were routed to the wrong station. Do you think they're routed to Madison now?
They definitely should not be. I will check it during the break, but
right. I just wanted to bring that up.
It's working. We are waiting on your calls, everyone.
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Maybe they just had too much of Todd for a Friday afternoon. Anyway, this is a great news if you're pro-democracy, because Kenneth Chesbro today pled guilty to conspiracy to commit filing false documents just before his trial was to begin next week. Chesbro originally faced 7 counts. He pleaded guilty to 1, and the other 6 other counts were dismissed. So that was the deal. You plead guilty to 1, going to get less time, hopefully a better prison, but you got to help us out. When the judge asked Chesbro if he agreed to the factual basis for the charge, his reply was, yes, this charge, unquote. Here's the terms of the plea deal. Chesbro was sentenced to 5 years of probation, not going to see jail, and ordered to pay $5,000 in restitution. That's pizza money for this guy. In exchange, he is to testify in other trials and hearings, provided documents and evidence. And he is to have no communication with media, witnesses, and co-defendants and record a proffer with prosecutors. So he can't have contact with Trump under this agreement. He'll also have to serve 100 community hours of service and write an apology letter to the citizens of Georgia. All right, fine, big deal. Chesbro is alleged by Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis, great attorney general, district attorney, rather, to have proposed in a memo to Trump allies, quote, a bold, controversial strategy, unquote, to overturn the election, appoint alternate electors loyal to Trump in several states, including Wisconsin. What say you? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Joey here in Middleton. Joey, how are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for the show. Hi, can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead. We might have to turn you or have you hold over to the next break, but start ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks for the show. So both Powell and Chesebro are lawyers, right? And they should know better. I don't know if they're going to be further disbarred or what, right? But talk about a slap on the hand. Those fines are piddly. Heck, I face stiffer fines for much lesser little things than that. Let's face it. Right? Yeah. I mean, this is kind of silly. I think the key is, right, you know, what is their testimony going to be? What are the rules for them to testify truthfully?
By following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Taking all callers, phone lines are open, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Todd Allball in for Matt Flynn, who has a well-deserved day off. Matt will be back with you on Monday at a new time, a brand new expanded Matt Flynn Direct from 2 until 4. Could have 2 hours of Matt, a double dip of Matt Flynn. Could not be happier for him and happier for us to have an additional hour of Matt's great insight and commentary. Right now, talking about Kenneth Chesebro, who has come to a plea deal, basically, with Fannie Willis, the district attorney down in Fulton County in Georgia. He's going to testify against some of these people, including Trump, it's presumed. We shall see. Great news for democracy, not a great day for Donald Trump. There is more news breaking in terms of Trump as well. But right now, let's go back to the phone lines. Wisco Paul, thanks for holding. We appreciate it. What say you?
Good afternoon, Todd. Powell and Chesebro have pleaded guilty. It's not good news for the fake electors in this state, and it's not good news for Ron Johnson in this state. The other thing of note is that the whole Republican congressional delegation voted twice for an election denier, Jordan. And that, I don't think that's good for them. You're in jury manager districts. You're in jury manager districts. But even that being said, these people are all on board with the big lie, like to be called. And this should prove out. I hope it goes further than this, that the election deniers, that was just all, it was false. We did have free and fair elections. And thank goodness that this Jordan is going down. I mean, I don't know. Somewhere along the line, the GOP is going to come to their senses, I hope, and they're going to kick Trump to the curb and get back to business as normal. But there's a possibility Senator Johnson could get tied into this because he carried fake electors around for two states, for goodness sakes. And it's good news, and I'm glad you're going to 2 hours. Just because people don't call in don't mean they don't listen, you know.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Wisco Paul. Appreciate it. No, I was having a little bit of fun with Kelvin because, you know, lots of technical things go on. And the last time, because I had the honor of hosting Matt Flynn, I don't know what, Kelvin, 2-3 times before, and we always had great callers. And the last time we did it here in Madison, nobody called. I thought, well, geez, are they just busy on a Friday? Well, it turned out that our calls were rerouted to another station. And so people were calling, they, you know, just couldn't get through. But no, we know that people are listening, and that's what we want, is a good dialogue. And the callers, as Matt always says, the callers make the show. Bring up a couple of great points, Wisco Paul. First of all, these fake electors. These fake electors in Wisconsin, led by former chairman of the Republican Party, Andrew Hitt, from my hometown. I'm not making that up. Richland Center, Wisconsin. We actually went to the same church growing up, Peace United Methodist Church. I had his dad as my algebra teacher, Art Hitt. Both his parents are now passed away. Rest in peace. But Andrew Hitt, along with, by the way, this guy, Bob Spindell, who sits on the Wisconsin Election Commission, fake electors. And Chesbro was wound up in this. So Wisco Paul is absolutely right. This is not great news if you're one of those fake electors. And as Matt has talked about at length, not great news for Wisconsin's U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And at first, we thought he was just carrying the fake elector votes of Michigan for a time. Turns out he had the Wisconsin ones, too. Tried to help get these fake elector ballots to the vice president at the time, Mike Pence. Pence, his staff at least, his chief of staff, had the sense to say, no, we're not doing that. And it didn't happen, of course. But still, Chesbro, Hitt, Spindell, all these guys in Wisconsin in this fake elector scheme to overturn the election. And also Wisco Paul brings up Jim Jordan, Liz Cheney, who is not a wallflower and certainly not a liberal. Liz Cheney has spoken out and said that Jim Jordan was one of the key people in helping to try to overturn the votes, and also for January 6th. As Matt likes to say, gymnasium, GYM, Jim Jordan. Why? Because of the terrible incident in which several wrestlers at The Ohio State University came forward and said Jim Jordan, the assistant coach at the time at Ohio State, knew about the alleged sexual assault by the team doctor and did nothing. And then Jordan had an absolute terrible response by calling them in tears, begging them not to say this publicly because it would hurt his political career. The guy's a Putin sympathizer. He's a pawn of Putin. And thank God, so far, Jim Jordan is not the Speaker of the House. Let's go back to the phone lines. Joe in Madison. Joe, thanks for holding. What say you?
A great subject you're bringing up. I'd like to go back to Van Orton for a minute, if that's all right. Sure. I am, as you outlined previously, Goodold is somebody else on civic media described him, a chug-a-lug Van Orton, the guy that was drunk as a skunk midnight in the nation's capital and screaming at high school interns and swearing at them, and still never apologized for that behavior. Not man enough to be able to apologize for that behavior. So here we have a freshman congressperson, okay? And we are at a point where there are 20 or more, as I've looked up, it's 20 or more Americans who are missing. We don't know whether they're dead. We don't know whether they've been taken hostage. Two have been released in the last 24 hours or so. But there are still 20. Their whereabouts are unknown. It's extremely delicate to just even find out if these people are still alive, where they are, what's happened to them. Their families are going through hell and back again. And here's this rogue agent going out into Israel with his savior complex, that he's the one that, as he said, is uniquely qualified to objectively ascertain ground truth. Who is he? He's a freshman congressman from the 3rd District in Wisconsin. I mean, you couldn't even write this in a novel. It's so ridiculous. The committees that he has been assigned to, department, it's an agricultural committee, transportation, and veterans affairs. It's not like he's going out with a bipartisan committee that they had last week under the direction of Schumer, where it was working bipartisanly to say, this is really important. How can we help you, Israel? How can we find these 20 or more Americans who still remain missing? So we got this guy. Number one, who's paying for this? Who agreed to have him do this? Are we going to end up having to pay for his security? Who's giving him security? The Israelis? American security? Private security? Who's paying for this? Who in Congress okayed this, since we don't even have a speaker at this point? We don't have a speaker of Congress. So, you know, who is okaying all of this? I think we are looking at a guy who's, as you said, has a few screws loose. I mean, he's a savior complex that he's going to go figure this out, where the most important thing that he could be working on is going to, with his fellow Republicans, and getting a speaker. We are, what, a month away from the government shutdown? A month away. And they are absolutely, you know, if he wants to be a savior, go save your country by making sure that soldiers are going to be paid in a month's time, because the government is going to be out of money since it's not being funded, since they don't have a speaker. Nothing can move forward unless there's a speaker. So why doesn't he take his savior complex and work on that? Thanks. I appreciate it very much.
Joe and Madison, always a great call. Really, really appreciate it, my friend. Let me tell you, she nailed it on the head right there because, again, I never served the military, but I worked in Congress. I'm a former Republican, almost 30 years, left the party in 2011 over voter suppression bills here in Wisconsin. But having worked for a member of Congress, I know how these things work. And what Derek Van Orden is doing right now is one of the most dangerous things any congressperson could do for national and international security. Being a rogue player. To Joe's point, there has been an international delegation from Congress led by Majority Leader Chuck Schumer in the Senate to go over and say, you know, meet with members of the Israeli Knesset and say, how can we help you? How can we be supportive? Those things can be helpful. But again, they're usually planned out by leadership and they're put together in an orderly way and in conjunction with the Secretary of State's office and the White House to make sure that they're not undermining any diplomacy that might be underway for America. This is the thing. History has shown us, both Republicans and Democrats, that when it comes to international policy, there is a tradition in our institutions in Congress that, look, we'll fight amongst ourselves under on domestic policy, but international policy, that we stay together. Or at the very least, coordinate together. And Derek Van Orden seems to have gone off the ranch on this. We talked about in our show earlier, before Matt's show here. And by the way, he'll be back on Monday with a new expanded two-hour show. We had a caller on our show say, well, how can this, who approved this? Well, here's what happens. And again, I haven't worked for a member of Congress in 20 years, but I don't think it's changed dramatically. When I was working for a member of Congress, your member got a budget at the beginning of the two-year cycle. And out of that, congressional travel was part of it. It was up to the member of Congress to decide how they wanted to use those funds. Now, usually it had to be approved by leadership if you're going to take particularly international travel or somebody, but not necessarily. Members of Congress have great purview over their budgets. And you know, ultimately, it's the voters who hold them accountable. Now, I don't know if Van Orden took a private flight or a commercial flight, or if he flew on a military flight. If he flew on a military flight, which is his right as a member of Congress, and also for the fact that he's a veteran, if there is an available flight or seat on an already scheduled flight, members of Congress sometimes can get authorization through the Pentagon, and there's a special office at the Pentagon to work directly with member offices. He would have to contact the congressional liaison at the Pentagon and say, look, I want to go to Israel. Have you got anything already scheduled? And do you have a seat? And sometimes you get the piggyback, it's called, a free ride on a military flight. But members of Congress aren't allowed to say, yeah, Air Force, I want to go to Israel, fire up the jets. That's not how it works. So if Van Orden couldn't get on an already scheduled military flight, he would have had to fly commercial, or I guess theoretically private. And if it's a commercial flight, he can get reimbursed up to a certain amount for that flight from his taxpayer expense. So you want to know who's paying for this? You, us, me. The taxpayers are paying for Van Orden to go over on this solo trip to Israel. Just because. And meanwhile, as Joe said, the caller said, according to Bloomberg and other sources now, Hamas, the terrorist organization that it is, has released two American hostages. At least 20 more remain. Over 200 are surmised, not all American, but 200 total hostages remain. There are delicate negotiations going on as we speak. One little thing can mess this up. And Derek Van Orden has inserted himself, never asked by anybody, into this terrible crisis, this war on Israel. This is not helping. This is hurting. And meanwhile, as Joe said, we have no speaker, and the thousands of voters in Western Wisconsin that elected Derek Van Orten to vote for them in Congress came up short today. They had nobody representing them in the House of Representatives. Come back with more of your calls in a minute. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. This is Matt Flynn, director of the Civic Media Radio Network, and Matt Flynn going to 2 hours starting on Monday, the 23rd of October. Matt will be on the air from 2 until 4 when he returns to the airwaves on Monday. We'll come back, wrap things up with your calls. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. More Matt Flynn after this.
Media. I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Degrees.
Don't let me down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on the Civic Media Radio Network. A guy who will never let you down, always has his facts aligned, always ready to bring you commentary. And here's the thing. He's not going to mess around, you understand? I mean, he cares about your feelings, but he really doesn't. He's just going to get right to it and be direct, right? That's why we love Matt Flynn Direct. Matt will be back on Monday in a new 2-hour expanded time slot, 2 until 4. That's right. Let me say it again. Starting on Monday, October 23rd, Matt Flynn Direct expands to 2 big hours, 2 until 4, right here on Civic Media. I will be preceding Matt from noon until 2. So it's the Todd and Matt 4-hour block. There you go. We'll be direct with you. Anyway, Matt's back. He's taking a little vacation day today. Todd Allball in with you. Kelvin on the board. Give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Breaking news. Always seems like in the afternoon, Kelvin, we get breaking news. This is fantastic. Breaking news, according to CBS, the judge in former President Donald Trump's civil fraud trial lashed out at him this morning for failing to remove from his campaign website a derogatory post about the judge's clerk. These judges are not going to mess around anymore. They're starting to throw the book at him, and it's about time. The post, which was spotted yesterday, by the pro-democracy news website Midas Touch, was a duplicate of the one posted on Trump's social media site on October 3rd and deleted soon after New York Judge Arthur Engoron issued a limited gag order. Remember Matt talking about this? These judges are trying to tread lightly. They're not trying to infringe anyone's speech. They're certainly not trying to infringe on the discussion of a campaign, which Trump is the leading Republican candidate. But there are rules. And this judge, Engoron, is saying enough's enough. Because this post that was deleted October 3rd has come back up. There's a limited gag order barring Trump from posting or speaking publicly about the judge's staff. I mean, that's what the bar is here, okay? Look, you can say things broadly. You can gripe and groan. But the judge said, look, you're not going to go after my staff. You're not going to make death threats against my staff. You're not going to stalk my staff and their kids. And Trump has disobeyed that. The campaign, according to CBS, the campaign replication of the deleted post has since been removed as well. But Engoron appeared quite angry today. He asked Trump's attorney why he shouldn't impose, quote unquote, serious sanctions, quote, including financial sanctions, or possibly imprisoning him, unquote. Let me say that again. Maybe this will get to Trump. Judge Engoron is, I mean, he's just saying it like it is. I think Matt would appreciate this. When Trump's attorney, you know, when asked by Trump's attorney, the judge said, why should I impose serious sanctions on your client? including financial sanctions or possibly imprisoning him. I'm not sure if Trump's aware, but there's no gold toilets in the prison. Continuing on with the story, Trump attorney Christopher Keyes apologized and said it was an errant oversight, arguing that it was, quote, truly inadvertent, unquote, due to the presidential campaign's machinery replicating the post on his website. Keyes said, the attorney, said there hadn't been any subsequent postings after the clerk or other court staff, about the clerk or other court staff. Kai said that there hadn't been any subsequent postings about the clerk or the court staff. Egeron, the judge, didn't immediately seem swayed. Donald Trump is still responsible for the large machine, the judge told him. Later, after a mid-morning break, Keyes addressed the removed post again. He said the post was only highlighted by the campaign to an email list of roughly 25,000 people who worked in media. Oh, sure, only went to 25,000. I mean, really? And the attorney went on to say ultimately a fraction of that number visited the post on the campaign website. Said, quote, between October 3rd, when the gag order, the partial gag order was imposed, and October 19th, there were a little over 114 million viewers to the campaign website. Only 3,700 viewed it. Only 3,700, he says. 3,700 people viewed this post going after the judge's staff. The judge said, quote, well, you and I are both becoming more tech savvy, the judge said. The judge imposed a $5,000 fine today, a few moments ago, on Trump. He said, quote, in the current overheated climate, incendiary untruths can, and in some cases already have, led to physical harm and worse, the judge wrote in order. A spokesperson for the campaign did not reply to a request for comment. I love this judge. It's about time that these judges start throwing the book at Donald Trump. They're not messing around. Let me read that quote again from this judge. Quote, in the current overheated climate, incendiary untruths can, and in some cases already have, led to physical harm and worse, unquote. You got to be tough with these guys. You have to be tough on Trump. And this is something Matt has said time and time again as an attorney. Because we're not joking around. This isn't policy disagreements. Democracy is on the line yet again in 2024. There's no indication that Donald Trump will not be the Republican nominee. He will be, pending some tragedy. And yes, the court system is working. I'm thankful for that. But as Matt has said, the best cure for Trumpism is the ballot box. A third party vote, a no labels party vote, is a vote for Donald Trump. So he must stay engaged. Even on a beautiful fall day, as the colors start changing, autumn starts going from northern Wisconsin to south, it creeps down on us, Kelvin. You know what else creeps? Fascism. Because as Matt likes to say, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. That's why these programs are so important. That's why Matt Flynn is so important. Coming to the end of another great show. Kelvin, always a great job on the board. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you. Thank you to all the great callers. Matt Flynn will be back on Monday in a new two-hour expanded time zone. Matt Flynn Direct, 2 until 4, coming up on Monday. You're not going to want to miss it. Have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. Stay tuned now. Crudy and Dom are next with another edition of Devil's Advocates. We will see you next week. For Mike Flynn, or for Mike Flynn.